Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're dialing in HyperClean Impact Layering for faster workflow in drum and bass, specifically inside Ableton Live. This is one of those topics that seems small until you hear the difference. Impacts are doing serious work in a DNB track. They sell the drop, mark transitions, glue fills together, and give your arrangement that finished record authority. But if the layering is messy, everything gets worse fast. Muddy lows, harsh highs, smeared transients, and way too much time wasted trying to rescue a transition that should have taken 2 minutes. So the mission here is not just to make impacts bigger. It's to make them cleaner, faster to build, easier to reuse, and much more effective in a dense mix full of drums, respaces, neuro textures, and chopped edits. What we're building is a three-layer impact system. Just three layers. That limit is important. The first layer is the transient. That's the front edge, the click, the thing that tells the ear exactly where the hit happens. The second layer is the body. That gives you solidity and controlled punch without invading the kick and subspace. The third layer is the air or tail. That's your size, width, motion, and atmosphere. If you get those three jobs clearly separated, impacts stop feeling cloudy and start feeling expensive. Let's set up the workflow first. In Ableton, create three audio tracks named IMP Transient, IMP Body, and IMP Tail. Then group them into one group called IMP Master. Color code them so your eye can work quickly. Red for transient, orange for body, blue for tail is a great system. This sounds basic, but in a large DNB session, visual speed is production speed. Now, when choosing samples, do not start by stacking five cinematic booms together and hoping the result becomes impressive. That's usually how you get a giant fog cloud with no definition. Think in terms of roles, not hype. For the transient layer, use something short and bright. Maybe a stick hit, a processed snare transient, a metal tick, a rimshot style top, some Foley click, or a tiny noise burst. The key is that this layer defines the front edge. For the body layer, go for a short tom, a thud, a low punch impact, a tightly edited kick-like hit, or some compressed slam sample. This is your weight, but controlled weight. For the tail layer, reach for a noise swell, a reverb print, a reversed cymbal, a tonal wash, a granular texture, or a high-passed explosion tail. This is the space around the hit, not the hit itself. Here's the DNB-specific filter question you should always ask before you commit to a sample. Will this fight the snare crack? Will it eat the sub-drop area? Will it smear the kick on the next downbeat? Will it still work when the groove gets busy? If the answer is yes, reject it early. That one habit alone will save you a ridiculous amount of time. A really useful coach note here: decide the anchor of the impact before you process anything. Ask yourself what the listener should notice first. Is it the front click, the mid-punch, or the stereo bloom? If you don't choose an anchor, you often end up layering three things that all try to be the star. That leads to a smeared, indecisive hit. Once you've got your three source layers, align them for punch, not fake size. This is where a lot of advanced producers still get tripped up. In DNB, timing is microscopic. Zoom all the way in and find the first real transient peak in each sample. Don't align by the start of the clip if the useful energy doesn't actually start there. A strong default setup is this. Put the transient exactly on the grid point. Put the body either directly on it or just slightly after it, maybe 1 to 5 milliseconds late. Then let the tail bloom later, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds after the impact point. That slight stagger can make the whole thing feel premium without sounding sloppy. For example, if your drop hits on bar 33, put the transient right on bar 33, body around plus 2 milliseconds, tail around plus 10 milliseconds. That gives you a sharp front edge and a sense of width and depth afterward. If the impact actually gets weaker when you layer the sounds, stop immediately and check phase interaction and attack overlap. Do not add more processing until the timing is right. Now let's clean each layer properly using stock devices. On the transient track, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. This layer does not need low-end junk. If it's harsh, make a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs more click, add a small boost around 7 to 10 kHz. Then use either drum bus very lightly or saturator. With drum bus, keep boom off. Use just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5, and add some transient enhancement, maybe plus 10 to plus 25. Or use saturator with soft clip-on and a drive of 1 to 3 dB. Finish with utility and keep the width moderate, around 80 to 120%. The goal is short, bright, controlled, and clean. And this is important: do not let the transient layer carry body. If it starts sounding thick, it's doing the wrong job. On the body track, Start again with EQ8. High pass around 40 to 70 Hz. In drum and bass, this is crucial. You want impact weight, not sub chaos. Then low pass somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz so it stays out of the snare and hat zone. If it feels boxy, make a broad dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Follow that with compressor. Try an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. And aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. That lets the front of the sound through, while controlling the thud behind it. Then add saturator in analog clip or soft sine mode with 1 to 4 dB of drive, and trim the output so it stays gain matched. Finally, use utility and keep this layer narrow. Often 0 to 60% width is perfect. A lot of the time, nearly mono is the move. This audio version is shortened for playback.